Welcome to OK Sis. We are two cultural observers
and curious minds who happen to be related.
I'm Scout.
And I'm Maddie. Get ready for some serious sororal energy
as we chat about and comment on one another's current fixation of the week.
Ready, sisters? Hello and welcome back to OK Sis. My name is Maddie.
And I am sisters, and we, I am Scout.
Sisters. I am them, I am the community, I am sisters.
I am the universe, I am Scout, everybody, and Mads and I are sisters IRL, coming to you every Monday to give you content that is sometimes silly, sometimes inspirational, and sometimes informational.
Wow, what adjectives to describe the premium content that we turn out.
Yeah,
weekly.
I would say premium. I would say beyond premium, you know. Yeah. Oh, that's what we didn't say last episode. OK Sis is 2 years old.
Oh, yeah. We keep forgetting. Happy birthday, Scout.
Happy birthday. Can you believe we've been doing this for 2 years?
It's out of control. I don't even know how. What? 2 years?
I know. When we started this, I never expected the situation to unfold as it has, but I am so grateful for the guests that have come on, for the women we've been able to meet, and the sisterhood we've been able to cultivate. You guys that listen every week, I mean, you have blessed our lives.
Truly. And God bless you, because you are hearing our innermost thoughts every week, and I fear for you,
yeah,
but I also love you.
I'm a little worried about their perception of me. Not quite sure.
I am extremely worried about their perception of me.
But we will continue to pretend no one is listening and just talk like it's you and me in a room.
Embarrass ourselves on the internet. As per usual.
What else does one do in this day and age?
Okay, some things. Bachelor season has a premiere date.
Woohoo!
October. Should have looked up the actual date, but I think it's end of October.
Amazing.
What are we feeling? How are we feeling?
You know, I think it's going to be an unprecedented season because obviously the entire format.
We should do a drinking game. How many times are they going to say unprecedented times or like this is the most like something you've never seen before?
Yeah, but this is actually something we will have never seen before because they didn't travel. The entire thing was filmed in one location due to COVID and
quarantine.
There's
two bachelorettes.
There's two bachelorettes at different times. Tayshia like swooped in for the crown. And yeah, it's going to be super interesting and I'm excited to watch because I'm really excited to see how they formatted this and how they kept to the traditional Bachelor because like they can't go on dates around cities and stuff. So it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I think it'll either be really fucking dramatic because people are going crazy or it'll be super fucking boring because there's no scenery changes.
We don't get any scenery changes in Paradise, and that's always the best Bachelor spinoff. So I think we'll be fine. I think it's going to be a really good season. And I think it's also we're not used to watching Bachelor at this time of year. So it's going to be extremely riveting.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. Hear from my girl Tayshia. I hope she does an amazing job and finds love. I mean, she will. She's beautiful and kind and generous and smart and all the things. So anyways, really, you know what? We could have, you don't know what would have made quarantine better is if there was a Bachelor season premiering in the middle of quarantine. I mean,
we were supposed to get that, but you know, just things happen. You know, I've been feeling, you know, I've become at peace with quarantine and the coronavirus lately, just really settling in and not leaving. But honestly, after I moved into my new apartment, I am missing game days. I'm sorry.
At USC.
This would have been the time where we started game days. I always do pre-games at my apartment on my rooftop, and like this is the most perfect apartment to have all my friends over, day drink, and then Uber to USC and just get like silly, just get dumb, and that is not happening this year. And I all of quarantine I haven't missed going out like all of that, but game days, there's a hole in my heart.
The only thing I miss is Ubers. I miss being able to call an Uber and getting in and going and not having to worry about parking and driving and drinking and like whatever. Not that there's anywhere to go drinking, but I'm just saying, I just miss being able to call an Uber and just have that flexibility. Honestly, 2020 is my year. Like, I love the quarantine. I love the new lifestyle. It was totally needed in my life. Yes, it was hard and uncomfortable and anxiety inducing, but I am super grateful that my life has changed in this way. Obviously, I'm not grateful for the coronavirus, you know, affecting millions and millions of people, as well as, you know, the health of a lot of individuals, as well as unfortunately the passings. But for the lifestyle that it slapped us in the face with, I think was so needed. And
I think it was so needed. It's just like, there's just little moments, and I haven't felt that. I mean, for my birthday, I might have felt that a little bit, but we kind of, you know, did the best we could for my birthday. But it's just like, fucking game days. Like, it's so, I don't know. It's just like, these are the times where I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I really wish this wasn't the case right now.
Talking about birthdays, my birthday's in 2 weeks, guys. Not only
you're 29. You keep hinting and hinting at your 30th birthday, but like your 30th birthday is next year.
Yeah, it's really close.
I understand, but like, we need to just clarify to people, you're 29, which means you're still eligible for 30 under 30.
Well, yeah, that's why I was nominated this year. But this is
You got it. This is your only chance. You got to swoop in there.
This is my only chance. So anyways, a little fun fact about my birthday. It is on Friday, September 18th, if you want to send me a DM. And that's also Rosh Hashanah, the new year of the Jewish New Year of the Jewish high holiday situation. So yeah, it is just extra.
Sorry about that.
I was going to say it's extra holy, but.
Oh. No, if it was on Yom Kippur, it'd be extra holy.
No, that would
Yom Kippur is the holiest day. Yeah, that would have sucked because you can't eat on Yom Kippur.
I mean, we do eat on Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is just a sad day. But anyways, yes, I'm turning 29. Yes, this is the last year of my 20s. And to be quite honest, I would say that just this year, I finally started feeling super comfortable with the fact that I am in adulthood, that I am an individual entity with my husband, and that I am planning all the future adulthood planning situations. Like, I opened a retirement fund. So I'm moving into a house. The house is a big one. So it's definitely a
what
transition.
What you got? Roth IRA? What you got?
I got... what's the other one? JP Morgan? I don't know.
No. Well, no.
Oh, I don't know. I just told my banker to set it up. Oh, okay. Well, they just set it up for me. Anyways, so yeah, my birthday's coming up. Don't think Mads is doing anything for it, but that's chill. She hasn't.
How do you know?
Oh, right. Because you haven't planned anything or extended an invitation to hang out with me or asked me what my plans are.
I already know what your plans are.
I know, because my husband's surprising me with something, but I pretty much almost got it out of him. I didn't mean to get it out of him, but I asked him, I said, what attire do I need to be dressed in? Because I know he was surprising me. And I just said, because I like to have a nice outfit on my birthday, right? Like, you want to get like a cute outfit. And he's like, so he's like, well, it could be multiple outfits. I was like, oh, are we doing like a casual day and then a nice day like The Bachelor? Oh my God, this is so fun. And he's like,
well, it's The Bachelor.
You know, they have like the casual morning and then they go to a fancy dinner. And then he was like, well, it might be multiple days. I'm like, hey, you just gave it away. We're going somewhere for my birthday. But I don't know where, or maybe Mads will be there, but probably not. But anyways, we can move on. It's just a birthday and we'll celebrate it when it's my birthday week.
Okay, great. All right. Should we do housekeeping?
We shall. Sisters, we have a secret Facebook group. Okay, Sisters. On Facebook, and it's popping. The girls are posting left and right. It's personally my favorite place on the internet. And then we also have a newsletter that goes out every single Monday where you can get a quote of the week, some products you might be into, a little hello from Mads and me, as well.
I'm going to change a little bit of the format. Instead of doing pop culture updates or what's happening in the world, I'm more so going to link to scintillating articles that make you think.
Oh, but I thought that being into pop culture doesn't have to be non-intellectual.
Yeah, it doesn't, but I feel like I'm becoming more of when I put these together, I'm like, am I People Magazine? Like, what is going on? Like,
yes,
and
you
so I think I don't want that to be our brand.
So
why don't we be a little more thought-provoking.
Okay, well, we can include scintillating articles, but, you know, like one update, you know, so because for my sake, because I don't know what's happening until I get the newsletter and that tells me what's happening in the world. My sake, mm-hmm. you know, just put in the most important thing I need to know.
Got it.
That would affect my life. Like, you know, like maybe Hillary Duff's pregnant again. I don't know. You know, that might be something I would want to know about.
Yeah. That's definitely something you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, if you sisters love OK Sis podcast and for whatever reason enjoy listening to me and Mads, text an episode to a friend. We love welcoming new sisters into the sisterhood. And the more we grow, the more we can continue to hop on the mic every single week and give it to you.
Give it to you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Sorry,
this episode
is out of control.
It's chaos. It's organized chaos at its best.
I would say it's joyful chaos.
We have the duo behind the Here's the Things podcast, Janet and Alexa. They are so hilarious and sharp and funny and witty, and we were just on their podcast, so go listen to us on theirs, and it was such a delightful experience. But honestly, we were on theirs and I was like, these two girls are the next two dope queens. They are the next like Issa Rae. Like, they are just I can't explain the humor, but I am obsessed with them.
Yeah, so we basically fell in love when we recorded our episode on theirs, and then we asked them to come on ours so we could do a little pod swap. So if you don't know the podcast, Here's the Thing, and if you listen to OK Sis, you will 150% love Here's the Thing. So if you ladies are looking for a new podcast, you know where to go. So enjoy this. Who knows what I said? Good Lord, buckle up. Janet and Alexa, ladies and gentlemen, or just ladies. Just ladies.
Just ladies. Enjoy. Is everyone ready?
L'chaim, everybody.
L'chaim. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's lots of vodka.
Yeah, what is the vodka to pineapple juice ratio?
Sorry.
I can't believe you guys still drink vodka. Mads and I ditched that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so you see, that was what we were going to talk about today.
Yeah.
What, you're giving up vodka after this?
No. Well, you see, you go off about it because it's kind of your thing.
Yeah, well, I was gonna save it for my current fixation. So
okay, let's get into it.
Let's do my fixation.
Full disclosure.
Okay, wait. A little backstory before we get into current fixations. Scout and I were just on Here's the Thing podcast with the beauties here, Janet and Alexa,
which is live by the time you're listening to this. So go to their podcast and listen to it.
And we had the utmost best time of our lives. These ladies are so silly and I was laughing in the middle. Janet was like, I think she's laughing at us. Like, I was just like 100%. giggling the entire time.
Also, it's so funny because before that I was like, what bitches want us to come on a podcast at 7:30 at night? I was like, fine, and then I was like, this is the best time ever, and we had to like stop the recording because it was way past my bedtime.
No, literally I was like, it's time for us to go to bed and stop. It's because, you know, it's the drinking aspect that had to be involved with us talking to you guys, because then it was just even more chaotic.
Yeah, and here at OK Sis at 3 p.m.
This is our normal
drinking hour. I drink it between the hours of 4 and 6.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one.
Like
yeah.
Okay. All right. Current fixation.
Yeah. So my current fixation is actually something I talked about on your guys' podcast, but I haven't used it as a current fixation here on OK Sis yet. So I thought we could incorporate it just to really drive the fucking point home. That Enrique Iglesias is my current fixation. Can't stop listening. Won't stop listening. Here for him forever. Think he's amazing. And I'm getting down to him in the car.
He is hot. Go to Instagram and search him if you like forgot what he looked like. It's worth it. Because we agree. We back that 100%, Scout.
Thank you. And his music is so good, you know? Like, it just makes you want to dance and, like, kind of get down but do some salsa at the same time. Like, maybe some, you know? Some, like, It's so good. It just amps. Like, sometimes this is total truth. Sometimes I'm, like, depressed and anxious. I'm like, I got to put some Enrique on. And it just lightens my mood.
We need to, like, find him. Like, let's get his PR person. Let's, like... Let's, like, find him.
Let's tell him that I'm rejuvenating his entire career.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Also, is he's probably attainable vibes? Like, let's see what his, what's
right?
Attainable vibes.
I think he has kids. I think he's married.
Okay, 15.4 mil on Instagram.
Yeah.
So. Totally attainable. Totally. I'm on it.
We like thought he had
just manifest
like,
it.
True.
Manifest. Yeah.
You know that we're manifesting Bill Hader on our podcast? I literally talked to his PR agent. I'm like, yes. Like, I think I told you. Did I tell you guys this? I forget what podcast I tell you these things on.
Yeah. Every podcast. Yeah. We're manifesting it.
We're manifesting
it. You're really speaking it into existence. Like, now it's happening. So.
Exactly.
Okay, Mads, go.
Well, let's first do Alexa, and then we'll go back to me. Okay. And Janet.
So my current fixation is tequila. And before you jump to conclusions and assume I'm an alcoholic, it's actually really exciting, my journey with tequila, because I hated tequila, not a fan, never drinking in college. Like, sure, the occasional marg, you know, I'm not a psychopath, but I've never like purchased my own tequila and like been like, oh, I want to make a tequila cocktail. I want to like really go on an adventure with tequila, you know? Mm-hmm. So this week, Janet and I were like trying to be skinny vibes, and we were like, let's make skinny margaritas. So purchased, I think that was literally the first bottle of tequila I've ever purchased.
Really?
What was it?
Yeah.
Which kind?
It was like, I mean, I was at Trader Joe's and I like really wanted to just get the Trader Joe's one, and then I just got 1800, which I don't know.
And it just, yeah.
Is that good? No, you need like Casamigos.
Yeah. Exactly. Our dad's a really big tequila aficionado. I don't drink hard alcohol, but the only shot that I will take is a tequila shot, but it has to be really high quality tequila.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah, or bougie.
Yeah. Well, it's a really nice, what's that one big ball that everyone posts with?
1942. Yes.
Oh, is that Don Julio?
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what like Kylie Jenner posts with.
For some reason, mm-hmm. this is reminding me of the time when my friend was in town in San Diego and I met her at a bar like in the middle of the day at like 3. And for some reason, we were sitting at like one of those long tables. And so there was a bachelor party at the table. And they were all Indian and they were so sweet. And we became friends with them and we joined their bachelor party. And then my husband called and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm taking tequila shots with the bachelor party. And then my husband joined and then we all took tequila shots. And then my wallet went missing and we couldn't. Well, he didn't take tequila shots.
Yeah,
my husband's sober.
He's sober.
And then I couldn't find my
wallet.
I
was going to say too. I was like, wait. And then, something here?
He was not. He was up babysitting, and we just joined this bachelor party all night. And then I lost my wallet, and we couldn't find it. And so then we were like, blamed the bachelor party on stealing my wallet because we didn't know where it went. And then it was in my drunk friend's purse. It was just
classic tale.
Indian bachelor party.
Like,
you know how it
your
goes.
Life.
You know how that should go.
It was good. It was great. Tequila. Anyways. Okay. Love it.
My current fixation is, has anyone watched James Charles's house tour on YouTube?
No. Yes, ma'am.
I just saw Instagram photos.
Ma'am.
Okay. So, I've entered a little bit into James Charles Stanhood just because, like,
oh, I'm in there.
You're in there? Okay. So, like, he calls his fans sisters. So, I feel like I have a kinship towards him, and I'm just, like, really fascinated by his career.
He has no kinship towards us.
None, because we can't reach him. Again, with the PR and the publicist, we can't fucking find this human being. Regardless. So,
we're getting closer.
He just posted his house tour,
which looks like a 45 year old housewife.
It
tour.
Is. I don't.
It's like 45-year-old Hollywood woman.
It's beautiful.
Vibes.
It is literally, when I am at James Charles status, I'm going to give the interior designer James Charles' house. That is a combination of his house and Kendall Jenner's house.
Kendall's house.
It's out of control. So the thing is, I think I just thought like that it was going to be more like Jeffree Star vibes and very intense and over the top because James Charles is just like a little much and kind of extra, but no, it is simplistic. It is tasteful. Lean,
it looks expensive. Oh, it looks rich, but then it also looks fun, right? Because he's like, he's in his 20s. So it's
literally
like
21.
Yeah. So like, he's not going to wait.
But then his wine cellar has Coca-Cola. And I was like, all right.
Ew. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Grow up.
Maybe not 21.
Grow up.
But also like, he did it very, very, very well. And there's, I like how he created that whole studio underneath. Mm-hmm. because it's like a one-stop shop. His stylist comes over, his like every, it's just all there.
The YouTube studio, the it's just, oh, I was watching it and I was like, it was painful because I was so jealous. No. But I also was happy for him, happy for him.
Send him good thoughts. Be happy for him because the universe will be like, wow, she's so supportive. I should give her some of that.
This house. Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly.
If you're jealous, exactly. If you're jealous, the universe is going to be like, you have a terrible attitude. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yep, that is true. This is true. Yeah. So anyways, everyone go watch it on YouTube. It's just a great watch. I mean, yeah. Just be inspired.
The two parts was just such a tease.
Such a
tease.
He
knows what he's doing. He knows what.
And the $100,000 giveaway, can we enter?
What?
All you have to do is you have to follow all of his social.
Okay.
And comment down below your age and your name and
when is it over?
Wait, so do we all submit and then make a
pact? We should all submit and then the four of us, if one of us wins, we divide it by four.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
Deal.
Doing that immediately after we stop.
And then we'll all go to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Or Bora Bora.
Yeah, Bora Bora. With the money, we'll like put like 10% of the money aside and go to Bora Bora. Okay,
great. Yes. Whichever's the one with the like floating houses, like yes, Kim Bora Bora. Diamond, that's yes. What we're doing.
Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah.
That's what we talked about. Yeah.
We're really circling back. So if you haven't listened to their episode on our podcast, sorry, you're not getting the full
experience. You're not going to know what's up. Okay, Janet, what's your current fixation?
Do you guys know who Savan Ayla is?
Yeah.
Chopped
Handlers. Of course. She was on our podcast. We love Savan. Oh, God, Janet's my...
Okay, so she's starstruck.
She came to our mom's house, and I sat really close to her.
I asked her. She said she look had... So she told me that she got a night nurse because of her daughter, Capri.
For Capri?
And I thought that meant, like, that she got a night nurse so she would have sex with Paul. But she was like... She was like, are you fucking kidding? You're not having sex when you just have a newborn. I was like, oh.
Like, Savan hired a full-time night nurse so that she could have sex with her husband Paul. 2 days after giving birth. So it shows how much Maddie knows.
So you guys have been in person with Savan.
Oh, we have. We love her.
She's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. So I'm obsessed with her. Yeah. She calms me. She keeps me like sane. I literally know when I open my phone, I'm going to have something from her in the morning.
I already know
that she has her outfit on for the day. She's already applied all her products on. Capri is dressed. Capri has had breakfast. She's like harassing Paul, and it's just the most amazing thing ever.
She actually needs a reality TV show, I think. Don't you think?
She's hilarious. She's also really real and straight up, and like she has like a great aesthetic and she is like an influencer and blogger, but like she's different because she's so personal. She doesn't give a fuck. She curses. She records when shit's not going well for her. Like it's just, you get her whole, and like I mean, I'd want to cut down that tree in her backyard for her. Like I'm over the tree and the leaves. She's over it. We need to figure this out.
Well, we can tell her that we have the solution, which is the four of us coming to cut it down.
No, this is so great.
I'm not going to lie, I feel left out, so I just followed her, and I'm going to do a quick binge later.
So she has a tree in her backyard that is always shedding. Like, no matter how many times she hires someone to come cut it, trim it, whatever, it sheds everywhere. It's in the pool. It's on Capri's stuff. It's on her dining table outside. It's a disaster. So... she'll literally like have someone to clean it, and then literally an hour later, she's recording and it looks like it's snow.
Oh fuck!
It's like this random weird.
And her backyard is gorgeous. Like you don't want the backyard covered. The backyard looks like a resort. It looks like a fucking resort. It
looks like Tulum.
Do you want to know what I had? I was walking with one of my best friends because she's pregnant and I haven't been able to see her because of COVID.
Yeah.
And so I got a test. I was negative. I'm like, look, girl, I'm negative. Like, I got to see you as soon as possible. Yes. So we were walking actually coincided with the next tan lines drop at 9 a.m. So I had my employee, Lauren. I gave her my card. I gave her what I want. I was like, are you fucking ready? Like at 8:55, I was like, are you on the website? Are you ready? Are you ready? And she got it for me. She's like, I'm on it. I'm going. And I got it.
Because it sells out.
It sells out in 2 minutes.
Dude, I went on to buy the hat, the black sun. Because like I was going to be in Montana. I was like, that could be kind of cute by the pool. Sold out. Yep, sold out.
No, the black one actually wasn't sold out 2 weeks ago. She'll restock the visors aren't really that sold out all the time, but it's just because they had a new drop that it sold out. But the visors usually you can buy.
Oh,
because
everyone's on the site and they're like, throw in the visor.
Yeah, throw in the visor.
I'm over here like waiting for the visor. Like
nobody wants the visor except Janet.
I actually really want the black visor, but for some reason I can't justify buying it because I don't know when I would wear it.
But then you'll have it, and then you'll be like, wait, today's the day. And then
although I am moving, I'm moving into a house with a garden, so I'm going to pick up gardening so I could use the visor when
Oprah.
You need, I love that. Yeah.
You're a gardeness now.
Yeah, I'm a garden.
That's also part of my fixations is like the swimwear thing. Like buying swimwear online is so fun. So fun.
Buying anything online right now.
True.
Is so fun.
I get a new package. I get a new package every fucking day. It is just like Hanukkah over my house.
I was there at 9 a.m. Pacific time buying my Skims. I bought the new line.
Oh, I really want those.
Wait, I need some reviews because I bought, so I bought some Skims. I don't know if I just didn't get the right size or something, but I want to get, because I got like actual bras. But I don't know. I'm not a bra person. Yeah, I don't wear bras.
I didn't buy the bra. I bought like the shorts. Like,
I want the boxer shorts. The boxer shorts.
And then a tee and like a little soft like cotton tee.
That's what I need.
Also, Skims is a great gift for people. Ooh. I will just online order it, send it to their house. I've done it with all of my friends. It's great.
Not me.
Well, new birthday. Yeah, it's a new summer thing.
Oh, my birthday was in June.
It was a summer thing. Okay. Sorry, like end of summer thing. Like last
end
month.
Of summer.
June thing. Is summer. June is summer.
June.
See, I've done it twice. I'll do it for all. I've done it literally twice.
Yeah, she's literally said all my friends.
I've done it twice.
When you get to 100 episodes, she'll buy you the whole line.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. Well, we better be bringing in that type of money for Here's the Thing if I'm doing that.
I like how I'm making promises that, like, are not mine to keep whatsoever.
Yeah. 100 episode rolls around. She's like, remember what you talked about? Like, you remember that?
You probably.
I'm going to be, like, in your DMs, like, 99th episode, where's the Skims package?
Literally. Sheesh. I can't wait. It comes on Thursday.
Oh.
The Skims, not the 100th episode.
Yeah, I was going to say. Wait.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god, we are so excited for this episode.
It's pretty much on its way at this point. But
I
know,
but I put together a whole list of would you rather questions that are just going to be. Oh, I am yes. Like you guys.
We
have
we
no
love
idea.
A game.
We live. For
you
exactly.
know, we're not here for something serious. Yes,
I knew that you guys would be perfect for this game, so I didn't even show Scout the questions. Like it is going to be a full surprise to everyone.
Yes.
Want you guys to talk about your podcast. What is it all about? Where did it get started? And what can people expect from it?
Alex is really good at this.
Okay, so where it all started, Janet and I, we're just two really outgoing, extra. I think the big hitter is extra people. We have a lot to say all the time.
Chaotic.
We're like, we're natural entertainers. And we were like, how do we come together and entertain the masses? And we were like, a podcast. So we were driving back from Orange County on a Monday morning, like on our way to our respective jobs. And we were like we need to do something. We need something. We need a creative outlet. We need to be motivated. We need, you know, more than this.
We had also the best weekend fire content. We were like, we need to do something with this.
Yes. So we like found a studio, named the podcast, got our cover art, started an Instagram, did the whole thing like within like 5 days. Mm-hmm. And then like we recorded our first 5 episodes like a few days after we like talked about this. So it all happened very, 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 very fast.
And then I thought it was a great idea that the second episode should be, I should have the guy that I'm currently hooking up with on the podcast.
Oh, so yeah. As one does.
Yes. For an hour and a half, I talked to him about like drunk nights I don't remember. Dates.
How she threw up.
On one of our dates. Like second episode.
Amazing.
Yeah. So to answer the what can people expect, they can expect chaos. They can expect oversharing. They can expect realness. They can expect drama. They can expect entertainment.
Yeah.
We really have talked about everything like under the sun. So.
After we were on your podcast, I immediately texted Scout. I was like, they need a TV show. But I was like, I mean, obviously they have a podcast, so that like that's your entry point. But like, you need to have a TV show. You also need to like be in the writer's room of Insecure. Like, I don't know what about it, but your guys's like aura and vibe is just like on point.
That's a really huge compliment. Like. Really
huge.
Wait, our TV show is the goal. Like, if we had like a comedy special kind of vibe, like two of us just like bitching,
we're also kind of like reality show vibes. Like, I think we could.
I think you're all the vibes. You shouldn't like pinpoint yourself to one content box.
You're right.
100%. Leaving it open to the universe. However, we can be.
Also, you have a sweatshirt that says emotional, and I'm gonna need it.
Oh, yeah. So my friend got me this, and apparently this is a band or like an artist, but it just truly describes me. And of course, I cropped it. I cropped everything I own.
So. That's very cute. So do I.
Yeah.
I cut everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, it can be a really nice, like, thick t-shirt, and she's like, crop.
Me too.
I like... I feel like I have like borderline hourglass vibes. Mm-hmm. So like the smallest part of my body is my waist, and I'm like, sorry.
Wait, what,
like,
does that mean? What does that mean? Borderline hourglass.
I don't think I don't think I'm like full Kim K.
Yeah, girl, you are.
You're full Kim K.
Okay.
Believe it.
Like smiles and she's like, okay.
I'm like, no. But like, I'm not like, it's not like, oh my God, like, woo, that tiny waist, but it's like, my waist is like the smallest part of my body, so I just
I'm hourglass vibes.
You're definitely hourglass vibes.
My body is like boom, boom, boom.
Hey,
like if you see me in a tight dress, one time I wore a tight dress and Maddie's like, oh, and I was like, yeah, that's my body.
You're like,
do you guys work out a lot?
No.
So Scout doesn't work out at all. I work out every day. Except I
did
show for
I did 30 minutes of laps today. I do like 30 minutes of walking a day.
I do like hard cardio, hard.
She like takes me to boxing.
No, I do like hard workouts, but I don't do it for the physicality. I do it for the mental, you know, the mental clarity.
Mm. Oh, we're like, oh, we have something coming up. We got to get snatched.
We're like a whole relationship with fitness. And
are you guys like in the Apple Watch world?
Well, I was, but also working out doesn't do anything to my body. It takes like a year. Like I don't grow muscle at all. Like I don't. Like Mads and I did yoga together for 2 months. She got ripped and muscular and could do like 10 chaturangas in a row. I couldn't even do one. Like I don't gain.
You're not strong.
I don't
gain
muscle. It doesn't change my body at all. So I'm like, I'm not gonna kill myself at these circuit trainings because literally it's doing nothing. I'm just going to go for a nice brisk walk and enjoy a podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you got to do it.
Like, you are muscular, dude.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm strong. That's true. I could beat I could beat her. I could beat you up.
Yes. We love a strong bitch. Yes.
No, when she comes near me, I'm like, because like she could put me down.
I'm strong. I'm strong. Okay. Are we ready to get into Would You Rather?
Yes.
This is going to be... this.
Me too. Oh, yeah. I don't know. You two and I, we're in the same boat. Yeah. Mads did all this.
Okay, here we go.
Who answers first? Like, how is this going to work?
It's a discussion. It's a dialogue.
Okay.
A dialogue. All right, we're going to start with, would you rather be 2006 Kim Kardashian next to 2006 Paris Hilton or be 2020 Paris Hilton next to 2020 Kim Kardashian?
2020 Paris Hilton, 100%. She's killing the game. She's super fucking famous in Asia. She has her privacy in the America. She's got 12 Pomeranians and a princess house in her backyard. She is a multimedia mogul businesswoman who is highly respected in the boardrooms, and she's an international DJ.
Okay, wait, can we unpack that? Okay. So she doesn't know what a WAP is and keeps up with Paris Hilton like no fucking other.
I was literally looking up pictures of her dogs last night.
Oh, my God.
Probably 2020 Kim.
No, you're Paris, though, right?
Yeah.
Really? Because you're married to Kanye and he's having a psychotic breakdown.
Well, this is an interesting question. So it's, would you rather be the old Kim next to Paris or the current Paris next to Kim?
Okay, understood.
Kim. Well, because if you're 2006 Kim, I'm sorry, I get really into logistics with this shit. I'm not going to lie. Just a forewarning.
No, that's what we want. We want to
analyze. No. If you're 2006 Kim, you are organizing Paris Hilton's.
But then in 2020, you're Kim K.
You're married to Kanye, who is having a psychotic breakdown.
That's sad, and that's tough, and that's rough, and they're working through it vibes.
And when the money is just so much like that, it's... Okay, that was, I almost was really rude.
Paris is fine.
Never mind. I was just going to say that like things are taken care of. Like he is able to, you know, be on his little retreat in Wyoming and she's, you know, like they took time, like they, you know, they flew private to visit him. Like things are okay.
A good way to phrase that is they have access to the best resources.
Correct.
No, Kanye doesn't even, I don't think Kanye can even.
As a fellow bipolar.
Yeah,
disorder.
I'm also bipolar. I also don't think that Kanye, even with the best resources, is even in a position. I mean, the dude fucking fired her. He was disrespectful to her publicly on Twitter.
But
that's fucking
from
your husband,
and he was
talking
about Stormy in his tweets and everything. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Okay, but this too shall pass, bud.
This too shall pass.
Okay, next one. This is for me, but everyone should partake. Would you rather read erotica or watch it?
Watch.
Maddie would rather
so
read.
If anyone doesn't know, I've like gone viral on TikTok as like a romance novel influencer. And I don't know like where this niche came from, but I'm like welcoming it because it gave me like 5,000 followers
like,
in the past
what?
2 days. So like I'm here for it. Oh, I'm like I'm wow. blowing up on TikTok these
Actually,
days.
Actually, I'm not gonna lie, I did see
I've
that.
I've been talking about
she
these
yet. She has yet to promote OKSense.
Like, is it in your bio?
I'll do it.
Who cares? No one looks at the bio.
But I don't have the link in bio feature on my TikTok.
Because you're
not. No, everyone. We don't have it. Follow us on TikTok. Here's the thing with me.
I just followed you guys.
Yeah, we also
follow. Here's the thing on TikTok. Wait, you guys only. You only have a joint one, or do you
have? We have a joint one, and then I have one, which I've kind of snapped on. She's really good.
Oh my god!
Ours used to be a joint one, and I got kicked.
Wait,
off.
Which one was my best one? The savage with the face mask. With the face mask.
No.
With the face.
Yeah, that one. I snapped.
Okay. I'm doing a deep dive. Okay, next one. Would you rather get drunk from one drink or never get drunk no matter how much you drink?
Never get drunk no matter how much you drink.
Drunk from one drink. Drunk from one drink.
Yeah. No calories.
And I
want to
feel something.
Benefit.
I want to feel always.
Always
No, but I just want to be like, 10% drunk.
But then why
you know?
Would, so you just like would never drink then?
No, I
So then you just take
bit.
Two sips of the drink,
but you don't
yeah,
get anything.
Of your one.
Yeah, but I enjoy drinking. Like I enjoy holding
okay,
the glass of water.
Fair.
If I could have as many as I wanted and stay at a nice little buzz,
true.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
I see that. Okay. I still stand by my answer.
We got it.
I'm providing new insights.
Yes, correct.
I'm providing new insights to the game.
All right. Be forced to rotate black China wigs and weaves forever or rock the shaved look like Amber Rose
wigs.
Till the end of your days.
She has
wigs.
Iconic wigs.
Me too.
Because you can pick.
Yeah. Wigs,
yeah,
so many.
You can go straight.
The only reason why I hesitate is because Amber Rose is so hot. I keep telling Jamie I want to shave my head,
but yeah. I feel like it's a specific. It takes a specific.
True. Yeah,
my head is my head is so big. I mean, this is I have a lot of hair, but. My head is also really large, and so I would look like an alien.
I keep telling Janet I want to shave my head, and then I'm like, I would literally never. Like, I also, she's over here saying that with her pink braids. Like, I want to shave it. Like, no, you don't. Because, okay, I just, like, my natural hair, I never. I understand that, like, cutting it short, but you're not going to shave your head.
Which I might.
Watch, she's going to shave it just to prove her point. Literally, she's going to shave it tomorrow just to feel something and prove her point. Like, instigator. She loves stirring the pot.
Oh my god. Okay. Would you rather find your parents' sex tape or have your parents find your sex tape?
My hell to the no. My poor dad.
Do you have
no.
to wait. Do you have to watch the whole thing and then also do they have to watch yours?
No. No, they just have to maybe see 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I would rather them find mine just because then they have to be scarred forever and I don't.
If I find theirs, we need to know about it. Can I just, like, just not say anything? Because, like, my dad watching me throw it back, like, hell no.
Oh, my God. Okay. Next one. Be Jennifer Aniston the moment she got cast on Friends or be Jennifer Aniston the moment she found out that Brangelina broke up.
The moment she got cast as Friends because your career is way more important than your
Friends.
Romantic.
I agree. Friends.
Wait. No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My husband listens to this. So not true. My romantic life isn't the most important thing in my life. But an ex's life,
an ex's life
is not as important as your career.
I agree.
Yes. Check. Okay, would you rather have a threesome with a stranger or someone you know and trust?
Stranger.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, actually, yeah.
I think stranger.
Yeah.
Like,
stranger.
Oh,
for
so
sure.
Weird. Wait, but the guy is like your partner vibes?
The guy
and then the third party is like app.
You gotta do stranger.
And then the...
Okay, yeah,
the
yeah.
The third party's app.
What's app?
Like, from an app.
Oh, from an app, okay.
Okay.
Like, scout! Keep up! There's also so many couples on the apps that are, like, looking for...
Mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
And also, there's, like, full apps
sure.
for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, have a Beyonce wind machine on you wherever you make an entrance, or be able to exit every restaurant with a glass of wine like Rihanna.
Second one.
Latter. To exit.
Rihanna energy.
Second
always.
One. Glass of wine. Can the wind, the wind like, machine is like.
Literally.
Oh my God, that's such a good question. For sure. How is she like, able to exit the
like nobody tells her
anything.
My dad
nobody
tried to do anything. That. My dad got we got kicked out of a really nice steakhouse restaurant in Mexico because he was dancing on the tables, and then we got kicked out. And so on his way out, he tried to steal a whole bottle of wine from their open cellar, and were really not happy with
it. I worked like the basically like the exit of an award show, an award show, and multiple of like the A-list celebrities were walking out with full champagne glasses, like drinking, and then like the like C D-listers, like security was like, you can't take that, and I was like, oh, it's like that.
Oh,
it's like that.
It is
like
that.
Yeah. Like, wow. Would you, if Rihanna came to your house and took your most expensive glasses,
she could take my life.
You would let her.
You'd let her.
Like, she could take my life.
Did you see that? Did you see that meme of like Beyonce's with the kids and then Rihanna's just like smoking a blunt at the age of 35 on the beach?
And never follow through the little whatever things because she wears like heels in New York City. Mm. I don't know what they're called, but you know like the, what are they called? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Manholes?
Pot
they're
holes?
Pothole
pot
vibes,
holes?
But with no, the, no. With.
Pothole.
With like a.
Like manholes in House Bunny.
Manholes.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. But she never falls through them with her stiletto. It's just crazy.
Anyway,
she's just a superhero.
She's
yeah.
just, I mean, she's on another level. She's on another level. Okay. This one is amazing. Have Taylor Swift write a revenge song about you, or have Kanye West interrupt your wedding ceremony and say that Beyonce's was better.
Taylor Swift. I don't give a fuck.
Have Kanye West interrupt my wedding ceremony.
No, I think I want
to. Do you imagine
Taylor Swift
the hate coming towards
from,
you?
Oh, from the Swifties?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then you could be like, Kanye was at my
I
wedding.
I think the Kanye one because it's like one and it's over. It'll buzz around. Oh. But like Taylor is just like, her fans are legit like the Beyonce Beehive. Like they're scary.
Mm.
Like you
which
have stalkers.
Like, so she's like,
you know.
This bitch, Marinero. I hate her vibes.
Literally.
Okay, yeah, no.
And she's very descriptive too, so everyone will know it's you. And
she's
like
5'10". She's black.
Sure. With her pink ribs. And she has
wants to shave her head.
With her dumbass friend.
Yeah,
next? No.
Yeah, Kanye, I retract and change to Kanye. Okay, great. Okay, next. Would you rather give up pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Ooh, I'd give up pasta. Ooh, I need pizza in my life.
I love pasta
so
much.
We went to a
restaurant
the other night, and they had a kitchen fire.
Yeah, you guys
no,
were at
no,
Catch.
This was on Friday
so we
night.
Have a whole.
We also
oh,
have a
whole
story for you guys.
About Catch. Wait, I need to know your Catch story. When I saw you guys were at Catch last night, I was like,
what's Catch?
Okay, actually, this is fine. She lives in San Diego.
I don't know, really.
Catch is like a very bougie restaurant, rooftop. Like, there's a
so made for you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. made for me. Oh yeah, I've been there all the time. Yeah.
So
okay,
do we tell the okay? Long story short, we went to Olivetta on Friday night. Their kitchen caught on fire, and they were like, "So we don't have a couple things on the menu." So we're like, "Okay, like sure." And she's like, "So all the pastas we don't have, and the truffle fries we don't have." We were like, "Why?"
Truffle fries, no.
You're so like, our friend Sophia goes, so
out?
Does that mean a round of free shots? And she was like, yeah,
we got free shots.
So we got free shots.
Oh.
And ordered appetizers.
Okay.
So then we had burrata. That's what we ate.
Burrata and sourdough.
Yeah.
But like, the no truffle fries, I'd be like, I don't
but
think
But then we redeemed ourselves because
that.
Saturday night we went to Catch, ordered the popcorn shrimp, the truffle fries.
The filet skewers.
A Catch roll, four drinks, a shot.
You guys got the little thing at the end where you hit it.
So Catch was a little scene.
We won't disclose how much we spent. $400. But like, can we not?
But so Catch was a scene. We have to tell a story. I promise it won't disappoint.
It's really good.
So we walk into Catch and we get seated at a table
that's
that
trash.
Is legit trash. We're like, in a corner room by the check. It was just trash. So Lexa goes, I'm going to go ask them for a new table. So she goes up to the hostess, asks them for a new table. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're like on the outside patio. We're outside now in a booth with a couch. It fits a three of us perfectly.
Very comfortable.
So I look over and I see the food god, Jonathan.
Wow.
And I'm like, Alexa, and she's like, who?
I can't see also. I have terrible eyes. I was like,
I'm like, oh my God, it's Jonathan.
I didn't say Jonathan. Who. I know who fucking Jonathan
is. Oh, wait, sure.
Scout doesn't know who. Scout doesn't know who he is. He's Kim Kardashian's best friend.
I know
food god.
I know him. Yeah, yeah. I don't know food god, but I know her best friend, Jonathan.
He legally changed his name to food god.
He has weird hair.
He has a weird face. Yeah, his name is Jonathan.
Yeah, he's gotten his face redone a lot. I think that's why it looks like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh my God, like, how cool. In walks OT Genesis, who, if you don't know, got Malika pregnant. And you know Malika is Khloe Kardashian's best friend,
one of the twins, the baby.
She just had the baby.
Yes.
And so he's eating with food god.
No.
Or just separate. So separate.
Two separate tables,
but within the same eye line, and we also can see both of them.
Like the way we're positioned, we legit see. It was okay.
It was amazing.
So. I mean, OT is loud, he drunk,
was
chaotic,
terrible.
Camera flashing
on live Instagram live.
Yeah, he literally went on both him and his friend. It's just two of them went Instagram live. Obnoxious.
Security had to go up to them twice to tell them to pipe down.
They also pretend like they were in a fist fight.
It was disgusting.
It was awful. So Jonathan is also peeping this because that's how loud he is, and Jonathan's just like.
And Jonathan knows him.
They're like in the same circle. It's like Malika's baby daddy.
Jonathan comes over to the table, pulls down his mask and looks at him, pulls it back up and walks back to his table. I don't know. I don't really know what he was doing, but he walked up to the table, pulled down the mask. So they knew that each other were there. Okay. So then three little Tatianas come pull up to OT's table. They're taking shots. They're getting cozy. Jonathan is sick. Jonathan is like,
he's just, like, looking over like this the whole time, like.
I mean, full embarrassing.
Janet was like, he is for sure group texting Kim and Khloe right now.
For sure.
It was in.
Maybe even Malika.
Honestly, he's
classic LA story.
Literally.
I was, but just because of the encounter and how they're both on the outside of the Kardashian group, but they still know each other, and how Malika's at home with the baby and OT's acting obnoxious.
He was acting crazy.
It was just like, this is going to be on TMZ soon. Like everyone was watching. Mm-hmm. Everyone was watching.
Wow. He like did a shot with a girl, like the
intertwined thing.
Yeah.
Also, like, highly recommend 10 p.m. reservations at Catch. Mm-hmm. That's where all the people, like, 10.
That's where all the shit goes down.
Our reservations at 10:15. Highly recommend.
That was amazing.
We drank before.
Okay, one, I can't stay up that late. But two, this is why you don't have a child with someone who's not great.
I mean, it was just messy. He was looking like a fool. The poor security guard was just kind of like.
Yeah. We gave the security guard a podcast card because we like loved his vibe. We were like, we have a podcast.
You have a podcast card?
Oh yeah, wait, get one.
Why don't we have a podcast card?
Yeah.
Because I don't think we would be good at giving them out.
That is the biggest flex. Literally just handing
people cards. We do it all the time.
I am.
It has our info in the back.
We're really bad at marketing ourselves.
And because, like, you see a hot guy, give him a podcast.
We always give him pod cards.
See a hot guy, podcast card. Like,
you guys are.
What I do is I just, if I go to a party where it's friends of friends, mm-hmm. and so it's not randos, I'm like, hey, can I have everybody's phone? And I'm like, subscribe.
That's a good marketing strategy too.
That's really
great.
And then
like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you just subscribe to my podcast.
You're like, hey.
It's actually a tip that maybe we should start doing.
We're like collecting the phones, like everybody be off their phones, like stay in the moment vibes. And then we're just like.
I'm like, I'm gonna need everybody's passcodes real quick, and
literally.
Yeah. Okay, so next time Scout's in LA, we're all going to.
We literally are all going to catch at 10:15. Maybe we'll do 9 o'clock for you.
You're gonna have to take an energy.
I did the
park. I'll take a nap. I'll take a 3-hour nap and then in the have
espresso.
Of the day,
and then
I'll have an espresso at like 7, and then forget the picnic. Like we're going. There.
Yeah. No, actually, let's
forget
erase
the picnic.
That.
Forget the picnic.
Like I have to make a reservation though soon because it's like.
Let's pick a date and then let's make the reservation and then I'll come because now my stepsisters aren't staying at my mom's house anymore, so I actually have a place to sleep.
Exactly. Wait,
so I asked Maddie. I asked Maddie if I could spend the night at her new house. She's like, you can sleep on the futon or the couch. I'm like, I'm not fucking sleeping on your futon. Like,
well,
I'm
not sleeping in my bed with
I'm
my
a grown
boyfriend.
Woman. And so
where else did you think you're going to sleep?
I don't know. Yeah. I thought maybe she had an extra bed. Like, maybe she's got a 2-bedroom and there would be room for me.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, there's a couch for you.
or you guys can sleep in the bed and then your boyfriend goes to the couch. That's
a good idea. Can you clean the sheets first?
No. Okay.
Anyways, keep going.
No chance.
Okay, we're going to catch. Okay. After this, we're going to make the reservation. Yes. And then it'll be like on a Thursday night.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes. Okay, we have a couple more. Yes. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have would you rather have diarrhea on a plane that's 6 hours long or be stuck next to someone who does?
Okay, so where am I positioned if I'm stuck? Oh, like,
yeah.
Like, am
Let's
I on
say
the
you're
aisle?
In the worst position.
Am I in
you're,
the aisle
you're
so
in
I have
the
to
aisle.
Always get up? I'd rather
be and smelly and maybe he pooped his pants.
I would rather have the diarrhea because I like have loose stools constantly.
What?
Like, I think I'm eating something that's just making my stools quite loose lately. So
we have a
I'm
lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about. Like, the pop culture thing. Like, we said app and you were like, huh? Like,
one of my best friends concerned about me because I'll text her and be like, I literally went to the bathroom 4 times and it's 11 a.m. And she's like, I think you need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm concerned too. Like, are you okay?
Maddie, again, check in.
Check in, Maddie. Maddie.
Can you send me your daily stool update?
Oh, if
actually, I don't want unsubscribe. Unsubscribe.
I literally told Maddie one of my dreams, and she's like, "I did not subscribe to this content."
You stay saying that.
What?
Not subscribing to a con? Like,
I say I don't subscribe to that narrative.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather have the diarrhea.
I would rather have the diarrhea for sure.
Damn it! Somebody shitting himself next to you. Well, literally.
Then I'll ask for another seat and sit in first class.
I'd be like, shitting themselves, bye.
Oh, by the way, I'm great at getting upgraded. I'm not even status on Delta yet, and I'm just like, I stay getting upgraded. You always ask, they always receive. It's great.
That's great. Love it. We need tips.
Thought I would share.
Okay, this one is a little more specific. I hope you guys will get it. Get paid $100 a week to film Britney Spears' weird Instagram runway video, or get paid $1,000 a day to document Kylie Jenner's life on Snapchat.
Obviously, the $1,000.
Yeah, oh, no, but then you get to go to Britney and ask her what's happening and what is wrong.
Like, she's gonna tell you. You probably have to sign an NDA before you get in that deal.
Sure, I'll sign it.
I think Britney because I like we are very we get very triggered when we watch Kylie like.
Concern.
No. Triggered when we watch Kylie just because we're like, oh my gosh. Like her house tours, when she's talking to Stormy, when she's getting dressed up and going into, I'm like, I couldn't watch that.
I would be
that.
So jealous. I'd be like,
no, literally. I couldn't. Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't want to be Kylie Jenner on any fucking universe planet life. Oh. So I would rather go for the money and like literally you could do 2 weeks and make how much? What's that?
$1,000 a day.
$14,000.
True. I'd like wear a blindfold and just like.
And then maybe I can just become her friend.
And then she'd probably be like, you're so great. I don't need this bag anymore. Here you go.
Reverting back to Britney, like free Britney vibes.
Free Britney. Free Britney. Like, 100%.
We're concerned.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's also a really good question. How'd you come up with these?
Whoa.
She Googled them.
I didn't come up with
She Googled
these.
Them.
This is like in style.
What?
Oh.
Would you rather?
Wow. Yeah, now they really disrespect you and you're now they're like, wow, Maddie is so innovative.
Yeah.
No.
Here's the thing.
She Googled these 5 minutes before we hopped on.
Here's the thing, could never.
Here's the
thing. You can't tell people this magic.
Oh, sorry,
they're supposed
sorry.
To believe in the magic.
I made these up. Yeah. Right. Okay. Would you rather, this is going to be a really hard one. Would you rather look like Donald Trump or talk like Donald Trump?
Oh, God.
I think look.
Fucking
I'm sorry.
Neither. Like, ooh,
I can't.
Why did you ever ask us that question?
Because it's so hard.
I can't answer.
Literally.
I would rather talk like Donald Trump and become a mute.
Because honestly, when you look like imagine what like Donald Trump is going to face like post like White House. Like, he's going to be targeted.
Ew,
like,
look at it
him.
Now. Look at it now.
True.
Ew. Ooh, no. And okay. His body, like, it's like this, like,
everyone listening is like, stop pretending like you guys are throwing up. We're like, <"Bleh.">
Maybe talk and then not talk.
Yeah.
Maybe talk and then go to voice lessons.
But could you imagine being like leading a meeting and you sound like him? That's honestly, they just look like him and just sign up and just look like him, to be honest. Because if you sound like him, that's what everyone's talking about, like behind your back. And here's the thing, would literally be canceled.
But you're Donald, you're a white man, Donald Trump.
Actually, fuck that.
Neither. We're gonna exit this question.
Okay, we'll move on to the next one.
We have the last one. Oh, this one's good.
So this one I got for Scout.
I saw his name, so I'm excited.
Okay. Go back in time and save Chris Pratt and Anna Faris's marriage, or go back in time and invest in Chris Pratt before he got mega hot and was essentially just Mr. Anna Faris.
Again, I'm going for the money. Invest in Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I wouldn't save
him and Catherine Schwarzenegger. They were meant to be.
And also, saving a marriage, it's like, what is that? You know, it's like, just let it go.
Like, am I just gonna go to my grave being like, oh, I saved a marriage, but making the money in Chris Pratt's career, we could be millionaires.
I would
take you on vacation with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like if a marriage needs to be saved, it shouldn't be saved. So invest.
Amen.
And
amen.
That's make the child of divorce.
Yeah, same.
I love the woe at the end of
that. That was a pretty good
one. That was a really good
one.
That was a good one.
Sorry, we know this is a visual medium, but just imagine it.
My husband makes fun of me doing the woe.
I make fun of you doing the woe.
Let's see it.
Okay, Scout's gonna.
What is it? It's.
Oh my gosh, she doesn't know.
I just go like this.
Oh, fuck.
Maddie tried to give me a tutorial.
Maddie?
I don't know what it is.
Maddie?
Again, Maddie. Again. There's lots you can do here.
I just want to say
I would like to apologize.
I love myself the way I am. I am so beautiful and amazing, and all my gifts are worthy of this world. And I might have a few shortcomings, but that's just because someone else is supposed to have those gifts, not me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Love adopting that.
And I have big boobs, so I think that's all I need. I don't need to do the woe.
I don't need to do the
woe. But look how cool it looks when you do it right. Wait, that wasn't even good.
It looks so good. It's the little like.
Yeah, it's like the.
Why are you doing both hands?
She's like.
Wait, show me.
It's just like this, and it's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right. It's like a. Wait, I'm not even doing it right.
It's like you're throwing it up and then you go, okay. I love that this is a visual. This is just great.
Throw it up.
This is just really great content.
I'm better at salsa dancing. I'm really good at salsa dancing.
Okay. So we are making a reservation for Catch.
Yes.
We are going to all hang out and we'll do the live streaming. Fuck. Like,
we might go live.
We're going to go live.
Honestly.
Like, because maybe people will look at us and then people will be like, can I have a card? And then we'll give them a podcast.
Yeah. We left one of our pod cards with with the bill, as you should.
That's good. Okay, well, you guys. Oh, wait. We always ask our one question, Matt. Since we're going to ask you a serious question. Uh-oh. Sorry. If you ladies could brag each separately, Janet and Alexa, about one thing that you've done in this world that you are so proud of and don't be humble, what would you brag about? God, Alexa's like gonna cry.
I got really good at doing my makeup during quarantine.
That's something to be proud about.
When I put on a look, I'm legit a 10 out of 10.
True, she did a dark eyeshadow look last night. It was good.
I catch.
Ooh, teach us your ways. We don't wear makeup.
For the world.
No, just in this world.
In this world.
Not for the world.
I was like,
You raised for your birthday.
But I think something that I'm proud of is that for my birthday, we did a fundraiser and Janet's job, what is it? Like doubled it by
200 match. They matched
the donation
by 200%.
So total with that, for my birthday, we raised $11,000 for the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. So
yes, girl, I love it.
Yeah, pretty
That's
good.
Amazing.
Pretty good work over here.
Like the Venmos kept coming in. We were like, what do we do? Uh oh.
Mm-hmm.
It was like actual math.
God.
We were like, yeah,
actual math. God.
And then
That's
the Chase
incredible.
Bank called me when I meant to like do the donation, and they were like, "Did you mean to make this purchase?" I'm like, "Yes, yes, I did. Yes, I did." So
like,
NAACP. Yes, I did.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
Oh, I love that. So
Thank you for doing God's work.
You know, fight in the system.
I love it. I love it. Well, tell everyone where they can find you, because if they don't listen to your podcast after this, like, they're just not. They're not with it.
And also, we're crying. So it's like, please listen. You can find us at Here's the Thing with 3 G's on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, you know, everything. And yeah, our podcast is on Apple and Spotify. We release new episodes every Wednesday. We also have a YouTube channel. And yeah,
YouTube's honestly, we're chaotic on there. So if you want to see it real life, it's there.
Oh, we also have a live show every Thursday on this new platform called Caffeine. So go on there. And also, if you follow us on Instagram, you'll see all of that. Also, we have a website, www.heresthethingwith3gs.com. It's all in one place.
I love it. I love it. Amazing. Thanks, ladies, for coming. You guys are the best. And we will see you at Catch. Yes. And you can follow us. Obviously, you know where.
At OKSIS Podcast.
Bye. Thanks for having us.